Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, scissors, dog poop capitals, and a loose horse. It's all coming up right after this.
Attention, ladies. Are you looking for a fun, exciting sports bra? Something with a little more zing than that everyday, run-of-the-mill, monotone sports bra? Then you will want to try the new bra from the Bob and Tom Lingerie Company. It's the Baseball Commemorative Bra. Hi, I'm Bob Kavoyan. Finally, you can get a bra that's comfortable, practical, and honors your favorite baseball team.
Once I slipped my Minnesota Twins into my baseball commemorative bra, I knew I'd never wear any other sports bra. And I love the attractive look and feel of the baseball commemorative bra.
Yeah, but do you have a baseball commemorative bra big enough for these boulders?
You bet. Try on the Colorado Rockies model.
What about me? My breasts are huge.
Then ask for the San Francisco Giants model.
Hey, Bob, I like to flash guys sometimes.
Perfect. You'd like to expose yourself, and we're having a closeout sale on Expos bras. We even have a see-through bra for that sexy woman named after Baltimore's team.
Oh, you mean the Orioles?
Oh, we thought it was the Areolas. Oh, well, back to the drawing board. The Baseball Commemorative Bra is a sports bra that's perfect for any occasion, even a date. Imagine how excited your man will be when he gets to second base and finds a couple of genuine Major League logos staring him in the face.
Bob, I have small breasts. Do you have a bra that will fit me?
Not that we care, but yes. Just ask for the Oakland A's Cup. Order the Baseball Commemorative Bra today. It offers extra support so your curves won't be down and away.
Wow. Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What do we got, Chris?
Scissors were found being smuggled into an Indiana jail recently. As a normal part of entering the LaPorte County Jail, an arrestee must undergo a body scan. An officer reviewing the scan noticed a foreign object inside the anal cavity of the arrestee.
My gosh.
Yeah, scissors in the butt, kids. The man was moved for an additional search during which time the scissors were discovered.
Oh, boy.
Even weirder, they were those crafting scissors they give you so you can make the sun rays when you're a little kid putting together art projects. How odd.
That is odd.
Seems Why do they need scissors in prison?
I bet they weren't the Cutco's.
Oh, God, no.
Those Cutco scissors.
They would have cut right through
this person would be dead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He would have lacerated everything back there.
Cut through a shoe.
I'm with scissors. You, though. Why do you need scissors in jail?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a blade, right?
Arts and crafts and stuff.
I mean, there's plenty of scissoring in a female jail.
Good point.
When they press their vaginas together.
Oh, my God.
Well, you were, we understand. Thank you.
Huh.
For those who didn't.
It's just clarifying.
I mean, if they just wanted a blade, wouldn't it be easier just to smuggle a...
razor blade?
Or I don't know.
Ouch.
Maybe in a case.
A safety razor.
Is an interesting survey. Are we done with the scissors?
I'm trying to get this. I can't understand why you would want to have scissors in jail.
I don't know.
Maybe when the blades are pressed together, it's less likely that something bad could happen. I've never shoved scissors anywhere, so I don't really know a lot about it, but...
Does the guy want to give haircuts to his cellmate?
I don't know.
That's not a bad sign.
Maybe they're just having arts and crafts.
Paper dolls?
It could be as simple as
maybe
that.
Maybe they're making paper dolls?
It could also be as simple as the man wanted a weapon of some kind.
And well, there's that, yeah.
And it's kind of like two weapons because you can separate it and then you got one over here and one over here.
You can cut those snowflakes?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Paper dolls? Did you ever make paper dolls, Christy?
I sure did. Of course.
Oh, that must have been...
boring, yeah.
Depression era fun.
If you're making paper dolls in prison, that's probably between very unpleasant, non-consensual sessions with your roommate. Sorry.
A new survey out there reveals nearly half of adults admit to pretending not to see messes to avoid cleaning them up.
Really?
I think this has implications far beyond messes.
You mean you think people don't want to see things, so they just ignore?
Yep. Like everything.
The poll said that many will let areas of their home go neglected because they are hard to reach, 44%, difficult to clean, 39%, or they just simply don't have time to clean, 38%. 49% of those polled admitted to always or often pretending to not see a mess, so this is someone else will clean it up.
I mean, okay, let me give
I've done that. Have you done that?
You ever do this one where you open the refrigerator and you see that Chinese food from last week is still in there? You close the refrigerator.
No, somebody else will throw it out.
Someone else will throw it away.
The only, well, I live alone, but the only time I do that is when I want it to stay cold before I throw it in the trash.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
sure.
Here's and sometimes I put it in the freezer so that it's frozen, and then I can throw it out the night before, and then it won't mess the trash cans up.
Yeah. Well, this is a smell issue again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And you have leftovers.
Oh my God!
You know, sometimes
the joke that keeps on giving.
You just set yourself right up, didn't you?
Yeah, I think Pat came up with that originally, right? Leftovers, the whole concept.
Could be. Thank you, Pat. But that's. I mean, I think this is really interesting about pretending to avoid things that. Oh, I didn't see that.
Here's an interesting thing that came out of this study that a third of respondents said they are more likely to deep clean only before hosting guests. I had a husband that I would just say we're going to have a party, just say clean, and then go, oh, I don't have time to do a party now. But he would only do a cleaning if we were having a party.
It's that kind of dishonesty that,
yeah. that could have been worse.
In a home of love.
Yeah.
Could have been worse. I only bathe my genitalia when we're having company.
Oh, my gosh. 22% said they'll do a serious cleaning seasonally, and 21% said they clean their floors every day.
Every day.
Do you clean your floors every day?
That seems obsessive.
Yeah.
You'd think that person would just be one of those shoes off in the house people.
Right.
Instead.
Yeah, I do a quick vacuum of the dining area after we eat.
Every day.
More or less, yeah.
Just a quick... you have small children that probably
none of us can imagine. Well, maybe Willie can. I'm sure it's everything you can imagine.
Don't you have
living
dogs?
Living with Tom.
It's don't the dogs take care of
you? Gotta be amazing.
Oh, well, this guy, 20 years ago, totally different guy over here.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh.
It's the experiences that he talks about nowadays. I'm going, I have no idea who this person is.
That's a good point. I acknowledge that. But so
he hugs his current children.
Says he loves them.
He used to be friends with Pat back then.
Well, that's still making me, that's bumming me out.
I know it will, yeah.
You have a song about it?
Well, I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Every day I sing Tom's silly tunes. You know he can count on me. I lend him my ear when a problem appears. I'm the godfather of Willie G.
It's true.
Oh, but I'm not high on the list of Tom's friends. I'm gonna cry here in the list of Tom's friends. Maybe I'm 9 on the list of Tom's friends. The list of Tom's friends.
Now, Pat, I neglected you on the list because I consider you my 8th child.
I'll take that.
So it was Mark and Haywood and who else?
PJ.
PJ.
Yeah,
PJ.
Yeah, you know, I have some other friends, I guess, although I think about it.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get ready for The Rush with Max Crosby.
It's time.
Don't miss the behind-the-scenes moments everyone's talking about.
Regardless of what they say, I'll take the fine. I don't care.
All-pro defensive end Max Crosby takes you beyond the field with exclusive insights.
I can say this because I've played them.
This is The Rush.
You guys already know what time it is.
It was fire. And we'll be right back on the pod. We'll be talking about it next week.
The Rush with Max Crosby. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
There's a new study out there that names the dog poop capital of America. After analyzing Twitter data regarding complaints about pet owners, the Dog Advisory Council reports the 3 worst cities for dog poop were number 3, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Number two, San Francisco, California.
Number two. Well, yeah. That's if they can tell the dog poop from the human poop.
This dog ate a lot of corn. Ugh.
And the dog poop capital of America, that title goes to Seattle, Washington.
Hmm. They just leave it there, huh?
I guess.
It's got to be moist, too, like all the time.
Yeah.
The only city where they go to the fish market to get some fresh air. It smells dog poop.
They also listed the three worst cities for dog barking. Obviously, my house didn't make the list, so I'm surprised. Number three, Louisville, Kentucky. Number two, Houston, Texas. And the city with the worst dog barkers, Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Report also revealed Tucson, Arizona was the home of the most considerate dog owners, while the worst behaved dog owners were in Pittsburgh, Seattle, and Newark, New Jersey.
Pittsburgh and Seattle got to get on this. They got barking dogs. They got a lot of dog poop everywhere. They got the
Pittsburgh
worst
probably
dogs.
Wears these things as a weird badge of pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
What about
your dog has to be really cool to crap here?
Yeah.
Well, Tom, in your youth, were you ever chased by a dog?
Yeah, you did sort of grow up in a Norman Rockwell.
Why do you ask?
I have been bitten to the point of bleeding twice by dogs.
Oh my!
One was a cocker spaniel named Tommy.
Well, that has to be embarrassing.
Is that sort of an identity crisis thing for you?
No, it's more of I do not want to ever be around a cocker spaniel again. And the other was kind of a mutt named Pepper that bit me all the way through my lip. I still have a little scar there.
Oh,
that's
my.
What you get for trying to French it.
Yeah.
Get your mouth away from the dogs.
So, Josh, on Friday, I was out for my walk. And yes. I was walking down the trail, and seemingly everyone had a dog with them, and one of them jumped at me.
Oh.
I'm like, man, that reminded me of when I was a kid. I got chased up a tree by a dog.
Okay. Man, that had to have been scary.
I don't know.
What do we do with this story?
I don't know.
Was it like a trespassing thing or
the tree thing? No, I was just walking down the street and the dog comes
right in. You minded your own business.
Yeah.
You weren't doing anything.
Tom, I know why you're giggling over there.
I
want you to stop.
I reached for a sound effect that I thought, no. Not everyone gets me. They won't know I'm just jocking.
You know what? Thank you for your restraint. That is the first time you've ever restrained yourself. And we're all proud of you for it.
Yeah. You've been bitten by a dog, right?
Yeah, but not that it left a psychological impact on me.
Yeah, to the point of bleeding, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got bit by a dog not that long ago.
Yeah.
5 or 6 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, maybe.
Really?
Mine was in the heart in the middle of COVID. Yeah, yeah.
Who bit you?
My friend Monster bit me on the chin, and
Daddy.
I was punctured, and I bleeding, and I had to go get stitches.
Yeah. You got stitches?
Mm. No, that's a lie. I don't know why I said stitches. I had to go get treated, though.
Oh.
So
was that the beginning of the end on that one?
Oh, must my have God. Been where
that no, it started. Wasn't. No, it wasn't.
That's what the problem is.
And I'm not afraid of him, and I'm not. He's a great dog. He felt trapped.
Oh. He was doing what dogs do. Just
that he thought you were. going to eat him.
Well, I was.
Wow.
I was coming at him with a knife and fork and a bib on. Wow. I'm gonna eat you.
I was mowing my yard up against my fence. Thanks for asking. And no, I had my left arm near the fence, and their yard was on my left, and the dog almost jumped over the fence, which was like 6 feet high, and chomped into my shoulder.
Oh my gosh!
Right here. And it wasn't a mastiff, but it was an Omen dog. Whatever is that
Big
a mastiff?
Dog.
Oh, that's a Rottweiler.
Rottweiler. That's what it was. It was
yikes!
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was just a Boston Terrier, so yeah. Small.
Mm. Okay. Well, I
ever been bitten by a horse?
You got punched by a horse.
Yeah, I got punched by a horse, but that I was just leading into the next story.
But you started. Yeah.
But isn't that a phrase, show me where the horse bit you? Isn't that a thing?
Huh? Oh, maybe.
No, you're like feeding a horse a carrot.
So you painted orange? Is that the old joke?
No, that's a compliment you're paying a woman. Oh, it's like feed a horse a carrot.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, that's the only Oscar, we didn't get that face I made on video, did we?
Yes, I hope so. Okay. It's now a gif.
Indianapolis police officers got their chance to be cowboys Tuesday night during a late night call.
Never been there.
Police were called with a report of a loose horse running around a neighborhood. The caller stated the...
Was it an Appaloosa?
It was a stallion trotting horse? Along the...
Restrain yourself. I can, you can.
The caller stated the stallion was trotting along the area and wanted officers to help wrangle it back in and take it to safety. Late shift East District officers responded to the call. Officers were able to corral the horse until animal control authorities and the owner arrived on the scene.
Was it a pacer or a colt?
I see. I can't do Appaloosa.
But you...
But you... Pacer or colt. See, a pacer is a horse, you see. That, never mind.
Yeah. On a Facebook.
So do the cops carry rope in their trunk?
I don't know.
Not anymore.
I mean, how do you corral a horse with a couple
of... Wow.
Okay.
Well, if nobody was going to say it...
Wow. Take a deep breath.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm in trouble.
On a Facebook post, IMPD captioned the image. You just never know what you might encounter as a big city cop in Indianapolis.
The image, or did he capture the image? Which was it?
Captioned.
Okay, it must have been a third choice, Willie.
I hate all of you.
Captain.
And that's the nice one in the room.
Would you rather be anywhere else right now, Christy?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay,
actually.
See? You love being here.
You're right, I do love my job.
What was that story? There was a loose horse and they got it?
Yeah, they got that.
Yeah, but the cops said, this is the thing, the cops, this is not their normal thing to do.
Well, of course not.
I'm just asking if they have, do they have a lasso guy?
Okay, it's not a lasso. You hill jack. Of all the things you pronounce in that hoity-toity accent, look, it's your lasso.
So you lasso something with a lasso, right?
You rope something with a lasso.
You what?
I don't think there is anything.
Hold your tongue and say lasso.
You know, if you set it on fire, you've got a flaming lasso.
Save us, please.
What's coming up, Christy Lee?
I don't know.
Okay.
Completely deflated.
Okay, we do.
We have some NASA news today. We have that human first recorded kiss, mastodon bones.
Mastodon.
I'm sorry. We have audio of the
Mastodon first booms.
Here's, I'd like to play audio of the first recorded kiss.
Okay.
Yes. Isn't that
nice? Just like a kiss today, doesn't it?
Sure it does. Yes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.